My name is Maya Matilda Carroll. I'm 46. I was born in Israel and I live in Berlin. I'm a choreographer and dancer, a performer, and also a teacher. And my key moment happened many years ago in 2006. I met a musician and I started working with him on an application for a project. This was a collaborative project between myself and another choreographer who is based in Ireland. And Roy is from Ireland as well. We became fond of each other quite immediately. And in the period I'm talking about, I was working in Freiburg as a guest dancer in the Stadttheater there. And they invited me to present a piece of my own, if I wished. And I asked Roy if he could offer some music for this piece. And I remember really, really clearly that he wasn't there yet. And I was in the studio with the other dancer that I was working with. And I played this track from a CD that he recorded with a Tuvan singer called Sanko. And this was just an instrumental music track, soundtrack. And I remember that while we were experimenting with gestures and movement, listening to this sound, something very powerful happened to me that was like a collision of the fact that I knew the person behind this sound, but also that I got to know him once again when I listened to the work he composed. And a third element of this encounter was that I felt that the sound was really living inside my body. So it was as if I'm meeting somebody, but I'm also experiencing them or what something they created really from inside my anatomy or like my organs or bloodstream. And it had to do with, I suppose, the viscerality of the sound, the fact that it was rough and not smooth and functional and a little disturbing, but also wonderfully intriguing and activating the imagination. And this was a key moment because I was working as a choreographer for 2 years by then. I danced for many years before and never had I have the experience where I listen to a piece of music and feel that it's somehow relating to almost part of the biology of my body. And from that moment on, we kept on working together and remained artistic partners and also life partners until this very day. So that's a moment. If I have to go to the beginning of where it started, it was that moment in the studio where something inside me just said yes. And I knew that my work will never be the same once I started collaborating with this music.